for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Early News. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank is actually on vacation all week long, so we have the wonderful Dominic Carter.
Good morning.
A New York icon.
Good morning. You're the icon.
No,
good morning,
please.
Juliet.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a nice weekend, yes. It was a very nice weekend.
Are you a pet lover?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
I'm a little shaky this morning. Because
why?
Because my beloved Maltese, who's my best friend in the world, Dolce, he's about 75 in terms of human years, and he had a rough night last night.
Oh, no.
He's like wailing, and so he's got a vet appointment at 9 a.m.
That is the worst. I have to tell you, my mom's chihuahuas, who I've been talking about all night, they're staying with me. She's down and going down to Miami, and Gomez is... I had him for, I mean, he's like 16 years old, and he is definitely on his last legs.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so, it's killing me. Killing me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's talk about happy stuff, though. Deb is following breaking news at the news desk. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid is up with sports at 5:15. And here's what you're going to be talking about around the water cooler today. I love this story. A bombshell report on UFOs is on its way to D.C., to the top leaders down there.
I heard you this morning talking about that.
Mm-hmm. And it could change our lives. That's what the insiders are saying. I'm fascinated by this. I'm completely convinced they are here. And also, the crisis at the border continues. Man, former President Trump calling it a national disaster. Biden saying that he's going to head down there. And then your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. I'm telling you about a legendary artist's retreat on the French Riviera. Now, maybe you can't stay there because it's a bit expensive, but you can visit, you can stay overnight, but you can really like sit there and just feel the vibe of all of these incredible people that have once passed through the hall. So I'll tell you all about that in Jet Set Juliet at 5:40.
So we have quite an interesting morning going on.
We do.
And it's 5:07, so that means it's time for Traffic on the 7th
with
Joe Nolan.
Well, good morning, everybody. If you're on the northern state on the westbound side of Glen Cove Road, an accident, two lanes are out of service. If you're on the Jersey Turnpike southbound, the inner roadway right around Interchange 14, an accident with two lanes out, everybody being diverted to the outer. If you're northbound on Route 17 and Allendale Road, a car took out a utility pole. They are working on that. Mass Transit, everybody on or close to schedule and alternate side again today is in effect. This report, a service of Indeed.com. If you're looking to hire, think of Indeed as your GPS with great tools like Instant Match and over 135 skilled tests. Indeed helps you navigate the hiring process from start to finish. Learn more, Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, we have a weather forecast coming up, and I have to tell you, I'm not happy about it.
This is the WABC Early News.
From your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, today we're going to have a nice day, plenty of sunshine, high of about 60 degrees. I am really looking forward to that, although I'll probably be sleeping, to be quite honest with you, unfortunately. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 61 degrees. We're going to have partly cloudy skies, so the sun will come out, not too bad wind-wise. Wednesday, it's going to be 55 degrees. Going to go down a little bit. We're going to have some showers at night. And Thursday, we're going to get back up to 66 with mostly cloudy skies. Friday, it's looking like some showers, but still the temperatures are going to get up there. We're going to get to almost 70 degrees by the end of the week. So
we'll take it.
I have no problem with that. All right. So let's get to some headlines now.
Our first big headline of the morning relates to New York City, and it's somewhat good news as it relates to education and the high schools in New York City. High schools are going to reopen for in-person learning. This as COVID numbers in some communities remain concerning. City high schools are set to reopen for in-person this morning, Juliet.
Oh.
It's going to happen this morning. This is the latest in a series of steps towards returning to dare I say, normal.
Will there ever be normal, like the normal that we used to think is normal?
And so Mayor de Blasio says that, he's really excited about this. He said that in a video that was shared on city-run social media accounts just last night, yesterday. De Blasio says all the pieces are in place to bring high schools back and bring them back strong and, of course, bring them back safely. Now, remember, we have a new schools chancellor. Her name is Moshe. Is it Moshe Porter?
I am not up on that.
Okay, well,
because
well,
I don't have kids, so I kind of don't pay attention to the school's chancellor thing.
Okay. Well, the new
I should know that
the new school's chancellor says that she's pointing to one of the few blessings during this COVID outbreak that the virus has infected children, as we all know, at a far lower rate than adults. So we'll see what happens. About half of all high schools will offer in-person learning 5 days a week to all of their students or to a majority of them.
All right. Well, that's good news. I'm sure the kids are going to be really happy about that. Meantime, this is also good news. I love this story. So apparently the United States has secret evidence of UFOs breaking the sound barrier without a sonic boom. And I've heard this because I've seen this on the some of these History Channel things, performing moves that humans do not have the technology to do. This is according to the former director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe. This is he's talking about this, and this is ahead of a big report that's coming out very soon. It's got to be out on June 1st. The Pentagon put their information together. They were asked to put this information together, and they will soon be handing that information over to the main big top lawmakers. So I'm just curious, are we going to find out a little bit more about this? But I'm telling you, they're here. They're here.
You really believe it?
I do. I actually do. I used to make fun of people who thought that, you know, little green guys were coming down from, but I actually watching some of this stuff and seeing the Navy fighter pilots and their communications and their video. I'm convinced it's something. I mean, there's something going on. It could be maybe it's an experimental thing that we're doing and United States is doing or
but
China
again,
or something.
Do we have any idea when this information may be released?
Well, it is going to be released to the top lawmakers on June 1st. And I will be certainly hopeful that there will be information leaked. We love leaking.
In other news, former President Trump says Biden has turned the southern border into a national disaster. Now, Biden at some point, this is the headline this morning, Biden at some point says he will visit the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
The administration has had quite the problem calling this a crisis, what almost everyone else knows it is. But now the president says that he will go to the southern border. But as for the former president, Trump last night or yesterday ripped into the Biden administration for turning the crisis at the southern border into a full-fledged, the president, former president's words, national disaster. Now, it came in the form of a statement that was released Sunday evening. Trump also urging President Biden to complete construction of the border wall and accused the administration of causing death and human tragedy.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Sid is in with sports.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
I'm sorry. I promise you I will not yawn ever again. All right. Sid is in with the sports report. What a weekend.
It was quite a weekend, Juliet and Dominic. Now, the right side of your bracket, which consists of the South and the Midwest regions, are filled out to the Sweet 16. And a couple of locals had good days and bad days yesterday. Let's start with the Syracuse Orangemen. What a great story they are.
Yay!
How about those Syracuse
Orangemen? Orangemen, Sid.
On the way to the Sweet 16, they'll take on Houston in the round of 16 in the Midwest region. They've won two games as an 11 seed and an underdog. Here's our Hall of Fame coach, Jim Boeheim, on Syracuse's success.
All the stuff on the internet, not one sentence on the internet matters. Not one. When my boss, the athletic director, or the chancellor says something to me, I listen to that. They have not. But as far as me worrying about what people out there who don't support our program and probably in any way, they probably don't come to games or have season tickets, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I don't listen to them.
Good for Jim. Syracuse beat the 3-seed West Virginia 75-72. Rutgers lost to the aforementioned Houston. Tough loss for Rutgers. They were in the game late, lost 63-60. Here's their head coach, Steve Peichel.
My guys are devastated. They gave it everything this year. Every single one of them. Gio's won us a lot of games during his career. We wouldn't be here without all the efforts of all the players. And we were ready to play tonight, too, against a team that hasn't lost many games and is very good, well-coached.
In the right side of that bracket now in the South, Baylor will take on Villanova in the Sweet 16. Arkansas will take on the upstart Oral Roberts University. They've now beaten Ohio State and Florida. How about Loyola back in the Sweet 16? Sister Jean, they win again yesterday, a major upset over the one seed Illinois, and they will take on Oregon State. More college basketball to come your way later on today. NBA, the Nets win again, beat Washington 113-106 to improve to 29-14. Blake Griffin, his debut as a Net, played 14 minutes. Kyrie Irving led the way with 28 points. Knickerbockers lost a tough one in overtime at the Garden, 101-100 at Philadelphia. So the 76ers remain one game ahead of the Brooklyn Nets atop the Eastern Conference. And the Devils, they skated past the Penguins yesterday by a final score of 2-1. Sports at 15:45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
Oral Roberts, what?
Oral Roberts.
Wow.
They beat Ohio State and yesterday Florida.
Crazy.
Not unbelievable?
And
crazy.
Now traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan.
Well, a problem with Verrazano on that upper level, Brooklyn bound, the HOV lane is not going to open on time this morning. That's because of a mechanical problem. So as you head to the Verrazano Bridge, you're going to have that. Northern State westbound Glen Cove Road, an accident. Two lanes are out of service. Jersey Turnpike southbound the inner, right around Interchange 14. An accident again, two lanes closed. In fact, at some points, they're diverting everybody to the outer. And then northbound on 17 at Allendale Road, a car took out a utility pole. That's being responded to. An alternate side of the street. Parking rules once again today are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the sevens. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. Your Jet Set Juliet travel update coming up at 5:40. A Venetian hotel dating back 600 years. It was once a palace, and you can stay there.
This is the WABC Early News.
And good morning to you, Dominic Carter, in for Frank Morano. I'm here with the great Juliet Huddy. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Greatness.
Greatness. You. I want to continue on that headline real quick as it relates to Trump criticizing Biden.
Please.
On this migrant situation. The former president says that, referring to Biden, they are in way over their heads and taking on water fast. And, of course, the backdrop of all of this is thousands of migrants have traveled to the U.S.-Mexico border since Trump left office, forcing the Biden administration to begin housing unaccompanied children who have left to cross into the U.S. and have been placed into migrant facilities.
Oh, it's just it's awful. All right, it is 5:19 WABC Early News time, and the weather outside right now is 43 degrees in Manhattan. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, there is a hotel in Venice with ties to one of the city's founding families. I'm going to tell you how you can walk the same halls as four doges. But first, let's get Deb's News Minute.
All right, Juliet. 47-year-old man, an innocent bystander here, shot in Times Square Sunday after a gunman opened fire during a dispute. He was the only person hit. The victim taken to hospital is expected to be okay. The gunman fled the scene. This happened between 6th and 7th Avenues at West 45th. Well, the white headmaster, John Hollihan of St. Martin de Porres Marinus School out on Long Island, on leave, temporarily at least, the school investigating after a parent claimed her son, a black Haitian, was forced to kneel during an apology in front of the school's headmaster. Now, the mother is Trisha Paul, and she claims the incident involved her son, Trayson.
He was basically disciplined this way because he was simply a black boy.
So this allegedly happened February 25th at the school. The headmaster, John Hollihan, on temporary leave. An investigation is continuing. Juliet has your full Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Yes, and it is going to be a nice day today. We'll get up to 60 degrees with lots of sunshine. I can't wait to go to sleep while the sun is shining, but that's what's going to happen. Tomorrow, we're going to get up to 61 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy, but we will see some sun and very little wind. So it'll be a nice day, I have a feeling. Wednesday, we're going to dip down to just 55 degrees. Not too bad with some PM showers. By Thursday, we should have mostly cloudy skies. But again, the sun will peak out. We're going to get 66 degrees as a high. And Friday, we should get up to 68 degrees, although we will have some showers. The weekend is looking like a mix. Maybe sunny, maybe some showers. But in the meantime, it is 43 degrees in Manhattan. And let's get to some headlines.
And the next headline we have at 5:22. Good morning. Good morning. New York takes a stand against hate. Yesterday, Juliet, a rally was held in Chinatown against all the anti-Asian American attacks. This comes on the heels of what happened to a 68-year-old Asian man who was riding the number one train on Friday,
according to police.
And the video of the man with the blood dripping down, again, 68 years old.
It's disgusting.
68 years old, some thug who's on the loose. Well, this is the morning show, so I shouldn't editorialize, but it really upsets me for what happened to this man. He was punched in the face, unprovoked, and at one point he was in a critical condition. The blood was dripping down his face and onto his jacket, and all he did was get onto the train. It was completely, according to a Good Samaritan, a completely unprovoked attack.
Awful. All right, well, let's do some good news, and it's actually breaking news. There has been a study that has looked at the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Now, that's the vaccine that has been used over in Europe, hence the Oxford.
Okay, but wait, what are the ones that have been used here?
We have the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson.
That's right, those three. Okay, right, you're talking about the fourth now.
Right, and we do have the AstraZeneca vaccine here. We just haven't started using it yet, but that's been the vaccine that's been at the crux of a lot of arguing over there in Europe. Some countries have said it causes blood clots, or they're concerned that it's causing blood clots. Other countries are saying it's perfectly safe. These blood clots have nothing to do with the vaccine itself. Well, this U.S. study has found that the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is, quote, 100% effective against severe COVID. And nobody in this trial ended up in the hospital or died. So it appears that it's even more effective than they initially thought in this later trial run. And so hopefully it's going to get the pass here in the U.S.
And referring to here, you already got your shot.
I got mine. The first shot, yes, I got it on Saturday. And my arm is killing me still.
Oh, it is.
That's the only problem that I had with it, though, is it. Yeah, they said it was going to probably hurt, and
did it hurt when it was going in?
No. Actually, I got the flu shot earlier this year. That hurt way more than this did.
Yeah, I've never been a flu shot type guy.
Oh, I love the flu shot. I love me some flu shot. No, I mean, it's always worked out fine for me.
5:24 in the morning, another headline that we are following. Sedition charges could be looming as it relates to that Capitol riot, according to a prosecutor. And this, Juliet, as the U.S. Capitol dome in that area, remember they had put up the barbed wires and so on, and the security fence, that's coming down. They've already removed most of it. You have National Guard that's still there patrolling, but a number of the rioters who stormed the Capitol in January could face sedition charges, according to the federal prosecutor who previously led the investigation into the siege. The prosecutor's name is Michael Sherwin, and he made this charge on 60 Minutes last night that he believes the evidence supports charging some of the suspects in the deadly attack with conspiring to overthrow the government.
Well, I think that seems pretty obvious to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, though. Interestingly, Jason Miller, who was a longtime advisor to former President Trump, was on the talk shows yesterday, and he says that not only will the president return to social media in a few months, but he'll return on his own platform. And Jason Miller says he is going to completely redefine the game. So it's interesting. I mean, we haven't heard any sort of chitter chatter about this in a while. And has he already been, I mean, is this already starting to be created? Is this platform going to be literally his own, or is he maybe going in with Parler or something like that? I guess it waits. We wait to find out a little bit more information. But, I mean, at this point, he's still blocked, obviously, from Twitter and some of the other outlets. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Juliet, I know how you feel about Mr. Trump, and I respect your opinion, but I just feel on a personal level that it's disgusting that the president of the United States was removed from social media. I feel it was disrespectful to the institution, no matter who the president may be. But before we continue on that point, let's get traffic on the sevens with our friend Joe Nolan.
Well, westbound on the northern state at Glen Cove Road, an accident. Two lanes are out. Then you also have this problem on the Jersey Turnpike southbound, the inner roadway at 14. An accident. Everybody going to the outer roadway. Now, 17 northbound Allendale Road. Car took out a utility pole. That being cleared. And don't forget, Brooklynbound Verrazano on that upper level. Still that no HOV lane. This report, a service of Merrill. With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner Smith Incorporated. Both are registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Joseph. Coming up in my Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540, stay overnight in a hotel that was once the home of Amsterdam's elite 400 years ago. I remember it well. That is coming up in Jet Set Juliet. But first, Deb has your headlines.
All right. Good morning, Juliet. Big memorial service held last night in Cobble Hill in Brooklyn. This was for nursing home residents who died from COVID-19. Of course, the scandal has been ongoing with the Cuomo administration, who says they were following CDC guidelines all along over the alleged cover-up of the death totals at nursing homes during COVID. Now, this event was organized by the Arbeni family, who lost four family members due to COVID-19 last year, all in nursing homes. Heidi Paybal lost her mother, Elba, back on April 6th of last year.
Governor, please tell the truth. Why did you send COVID-positive patients into nursing homes? You knowing every day you said in your press conference that they are the most vulnerable population. Why would you put all these seniors at risk? My mother was not ready to die, and you placed her in that environment that caused her death.
Her mother was a resident at Isabella Geriatric Center. That's in Washington Heights. Yesterday's event featuring the We Care Memorial Wall to give honor to the estimated 15,000 New York nursing home residents who died. The New York directive, you might remember, issued March 25th of 2020 by the New York State Department of Health, and the governor has mandated all along that the state was following CDC guidelines. Well, U.S. Representative Tom Reed, he's a Republican from Western New York who was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without her consent in 2017, apologized to that woman Sunday. Reed also announcing that he will not seek re-election next year. Well, you may have heard about that new CDC COVID-19 guideline recommending 3 feet distance instead of 6 feet in grades K through 12. Now, New York City Public Schools plans to implement that. The new chancellor is Misha Ross Porter, and she said this during a press conference Friday.
Our responsibility is to act on the guidance from the CDC. And everyone's been hearing this coming for days. Our responsibility is to get information out and to act on it. And we will absolutely be meeting with principals and engaging with all of our union partners along the way to make this happen successfully.
And New York City has also announced they're going to have a new opt-in period for students who want to resume in-person learning at its public schools. Fox National headlines are next.
Fox News, I'm Sal Giancrasso. A New York Republican congressman who was considering a run for governor will retire from politics instead due to a sexual misconduct scandal.
Tom Reed announced that he would not seek re-election. After serving 10 years in the House, Reed was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without consent in 2017. Reed apologized to the woman and said the incident occurred while he was, quote, powerless over alcohol.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. President Biden's getting slammed from his predecessor, Donald Trump, over illegal crossings at the southern border.
The former president's statement says all the Biden administration had to do was keep the smooth-running system on autopilot, but instead they turned a national triumph into a national disaster. He goes on to call DHS Secretary Mayorkas' performance pathetic and clueless.
That's Fox's Ann Carrick. America is listening to Fox News.
And informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 43 degrees outside. WABC Early News time is 5:32. I'm Juliet Huddy. We have Dominic Carter joining us. Frank Morano called a little earlier today. He was Vegas. Yes. Sounded remarkably sober. Interestingly, I think he's putting us on. But coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, if you're a fan of F. Scott Fitzgerald or Hemingway, who apparently got around to all the hotels in Europe back in his day, you must stop by this hotel along the gorgeous French Riviera. I'll tell you all about it coming up momentarily. But first, let's get to some headlines. There's a big concern, Dominic, here in New York City, because 25 of the city's zip codes have started to see a COVID positivity rate rise, which is interesting. They're calling it the New York variant. And this is a concern because this variant not only could infect people who have already been infected, but it may also infect people who have had their vaccine, which is obviously a big concern. So the health department is making sure they're checking it out. They're concerned that the virus is still spreading. And they're saying, look, guys, we have not finished this. We still, I mean, yes, there's light at the end of the tunnel, but we still have problems here and we need to maintain social distancing measures and we need to wear masks. They also say the weather, you know, it's starting to get warmer now and the expansion of dining has brought crowds into the streets, and that is a concern among the public health experts here in the city.
Another headline, a man was shot and killed during a fight on a Brooklyn street last night. According to police, the victim was shot in the neck by another man he was arguing with on Beekman Place near Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn about 8:20 last night. One of the bullets from the shooting struck the outdoor dining area of a nearby bar, Irv's, according to police. It's unclear as of this morning right now if anybody was seated outside when the shooting occurred. The victim was taken, Juliet, to Kings County Hospital, but could not be saved.
Well, we were talking over on the other side of midnight with a friend of mine who is a body language expert. And we were talking about Sharon Osbourne, who has been a mainstay on the afternoon talk show, The Talk. And she has gotten into some hot water lately because she is being accused by some of her former colleagues of being racist. She had also gotten into a little bit of a verbal tussle with some of the ladies on The Talk because she was defending Piers Morgan and his comments about Meghan Markle. Well, The Talk has been on hiatus, and it's sort of a forced hiatus. It wasn't supposed to be on hiatus until March 29th. Initially, it was just supposed to be 2 days. Then they made it a week, and now they've extended it. And that is happening because network executives are investigating claims against Osbourne from her former colleagues. She is denying the claims, but she's saying, if you are going to make me leave The Talk, you, CBS, are going to give me tens of millions of dollars. I am going to get my contract finished out here. So The Talk is getting very, very chatty.
And very uncomfortable. And uncomfortable. Do we know yet when the show is going to return?
Well, allegedly, it's supposed to come back on March 29th, but they've been delaying it and delaying it. So who knows? Who knows how long it's going to take? But I have a feeling that Sharon Osbourne's days are numbered there, which I don't know. I don't know that I like that. But I guess they're doing this investigation, so we shall see.
And you mentioned Talk, Juliet. So It's interesting that after 60 days in office, President Biden has answered questions, impromptu questions from reporters, but he has yet to hold the formal news conference. That is expected to happen this Thursday. The new president will hold his first formal news conference on Thursday. It will be quite interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there were so many questions about him before he had his debates with Donald Trump, and everybody said he's just going to fall apart, and he didn't. But, you know, we've seen what happened with the falling up the stairs. So there is concern there. Obviously, everybody's going to be keeping an eye on that. In the meantime, we're keeping an eye on the traffic. Let's head over to Traffic on the Sevens with Joe Nolan.
London Northern State westbound Glen Cove Road, earlier accident. That's in the process of being cleared. We still have no HOV lane. Brooklyn bound Verrazano on that upper level. Again, those mechanical problems. A pair of problems now on the Jersey Turnpike. Southbound, we've been telling you about the inner roadway. At right around 14, there's a collision. Everybody being diverted to the outer. And then northbound, coming up to 7A, there's a crash. Northbound Route 17, north of Allendale Road, car utility pole, one lane out. And on the Bruckner southbound now, right by the Bronx River Parkway, a stall with one lane closed. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations today are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, we are going to have a very nice day today, 60 degrees and lots of sun. I can't wait to watch it from my bedroom as I try to nap before getting up tonight at 10 o'clock to go. And anyway, I'm not complaining. I am grateful that I have a job. Anyway, Tuesday, we're going to get up to 61 degrees. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds. Wednesday, we'll have some showers in the afternoon and evening, but 55 degrees. Then it jumps up again on Thursday to 66 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun. Friday, back to showers. It's like a little ping pong match here. And then by Saturday, we should have some sunny skies with 63 degrees, but we'll keep an eye on that for you. In the meantime, the weather right now here in Manhattan is 43 degrees. And when we come back, we've got some Jet Set Juliet action.
This is the WABC Early News.
Oh, yes. It is time for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. I'm still not sure what is going on in the background with this music. What is it?
I think it's supposed to be a plane.
Oh.
Like a plane taking off.
Oh, okay. Mm. I haven't figured that out. It's been playing for like 2 weeks and I still don't know.
You just never had. I mean, it's been playing since the show started.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess I need to pay attention more. Anyway, today we're following in the footsteps of royalty as I tell you about three of my favorite hotels in Europe where you can literally sleep in the same rooms that some of the world's most powerful rulers did hundreds of years ago. And so we're going to start in southern France along the French Riviera. That is where you're going to find a glam hotel steeped in history. The founder of France's Le Figaro newspaper opened the Hotel du Cap Eden Rock as a writer's retreat back in 1870, but it quickly became an artist's home away from home. Marc Chagall, the ubiquitous Hemingway, who literally has hit up every single hotel that has ever been in Europe, and F. Scott Fitzgerald used the hotel as the setting for the Hotel des Etrangers in the 1934 book Tender is the Night. The Duke and Duchess of Windsor, meantime, former King Edward VIII and his American divorcee wife, Wallis Simpson, well, they holidayed there after his abdication. It is still the creme de la creme of French resorts. All right, my dream, and if my husband is listening to this, I'd be really happy about that. My dream is to one day stay at the Hotel Danieli in Venice, which is like our second home. We've been dropped off at the hotel's water taxi stand, and embarrassingly, we walked through the lobby to the critical eyes of management, who do not like that sort of riffraff using their dock as a bus stop. But in the short time I was there, I was captivated. The Palazzo, like it was really a palace, it was built back in the 1300s by the famous Dandolo family, whose members went on to form the backbone of the Republic of Venice. Its style is Venetian Gothic, and its most Instagram-worthy spot, and there are a lot of them, is the Grand Golden Staircase. It is just so breathtaking. You'll become an Instagram person if you go to this hotel, believe me. It features antique Murano glass chandeliers, furniture, and art. And its terrazzo rooftop restaurant is exactly where you want to be at sunset eating classic Venetian cuisine. And finally, Amsterdam is an easy jaunt from JFK. And I would highly suggest that you check out the Hotel Pulitzer in the 400-year-old Golden Age Canal House buildings. Now, these are a bunch of buildings that are all together. They were actually the homes, 400 years ago, of the blossoming city's wealthiest residents. So basically, these are the palaces for the Amsterdam folks who had a lot of dough. The property is on the water in the middle of all the action of the old town, including the Van Gogh Museum and Frank's House and some of the greatest restaurants in the world, including several phenomenal Indonesian spots. It was the dream of Peter Pulitzer, who is actually the grandson of the founder of the Pulitzer Prize. You can book a room and think about what life must have been like back in the 1600s when the Netherlands began to blossom. Have you ever been to any of these spots, Mr. Carter?
I have not. I have traveled. Well, let me just say this first. We have Sports with Sid coming up and just with Sid Rosenberg in just a couple of minutes. I've traveled all over the world to Japan, Israel, the Persian Gulf, but I've never been to Amsterdam or any of the places. I don't know if Sid has.
Oh,
really? I know that I have.
Yeah, have you been to Amsterdam, Sid?
Prostitution, drugs, not my type of place.
So that's a yes?
Never been.
No, you haven't. No. But I know. We know your place is London.
Love London. In fact, I'm going in June.
I know. And your wife is running the marathon?
My wife has run that marathon twice, but this trip is to take my daughter Ava to look at colleges because she'll be going to school in London where her boyfriend lives. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You're kidding me.
In fact, he's coming in this week to celebrate Passover with us. He lives in Cambridge.
He
lives by Wimbledon, I should say.
Oh, my Lord. Is he from the UK?
He lives in right by Wimbledon, yes.
But he's from there.
He lives there, from there, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's got an accent?
Got an accent.
You
got to
be kidding me, man.
He's got the Harry Styles look.
Oh, Lord.
His name is Toby.
Toby? Does he talk like this?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
oh, Sid, we like Toby.
But you mentioned prostitution in Amsterdam, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but what about Germany? Because I've been to Germany before as well.
Oh, Berlin, I hear.
And I remember walking down the street and you could see the window displays.
Oh, same thing, really? In Germany?
In Germany. But this was maybe 15, 20 years ago that I was there.
Wow. Yeah, Germany, Berlin is supposedly a very wild place. Like, the nightlife there is...
Danielle ran that marathon, too, last September in Berlin, and she hated that city.
Did she really?
Oh, she hated it.
Well, you know, it seems like it's kind of a new city because of, obviously, the war. I mean,
yes.
That's interesting. Well, yeah. I'm interested to go there because my family is from Brandenburg. I mean, my ancestors are from that. I'm curious about the area. But, it's not high on my list.
No. She didn't love it.
Yeah.
But we will we'll do London coming up in June.
All right.
All righty.
What's happening in the sports world?
Well, it was an amazing day, Juliet and Dominic. College basketball yesterday. We are now down to the Sweet 16 on your right side of the bracket. Your eight teams from the South and the Midwest regions on their way to Sweet 16 action. And you got to start with the Syracuse Orangemen. You weren't sure they were going to make the tournament. They did as an 11 seed. Yesterday, they beat the 3-seed West Virginia, and they're moving on to the Sweet 16. Here's Syracuse's Hall of Fame head coach after Jim Boeheim has won two improbable games.
All the stuff on the internet, not one sentence on the internet matters. Not one. When my boss, the athletic director, or the chancellor says something to me, I listen to that. They have not. But as far as me worrying about what people out there who don't support our program and probably in any way, they probably don't come to games or have season tickets. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I don't listen to them.
Gotta love Jim Boeheim. They'll take on Houston in their next game. Houston edged Rutgers yesterday, another local team, 63-60. See, a right side of the bracket looks like this. Out of the South region, Baylor will take on Villanova. Arkansas will take on Oral Roberts. They've been the story of this tournament. Now wins over the 2-seed Ohio State Buckeyes and 7-seed Florida Gators. The 15-seed Oral Roberts makes it to the Sweet 16. In the Midwest region, Loyola, Sister Jean is back. They get an upset win yesterday. They'll take on Oregon State, and again, Syracuse takes on Houston. The other two regions, the West and the East, back on the court today. Nets win again yesterday. They're red hot. They beat Washington 113-106. They're now 15 games over 500. Blake Griffin made his debut as a Brooklyn Net yesterday. Played 14 minutes, scored 2 points. Here was Griffin after the game.
Oh, great. I knew. Once it happened, it was going to be a thing. And so I tried not to look at the bench when I was coming back down, but then I kind of peeked over and I saw DeAndre all the way out on the side, and I saw everybody standing up.
The Nets remain one game behind the 76ers inside the Eastern Conference. Philly beat the Knicks last night, 101-100. They improve to 30-14. On the ice, it was the Devils over the Penguins, 2-1. Later on tonight, Buffalo here taking on the Rangers, and the Islanders in Philadelphia taking on the Flyers. With sports at 15:45, for WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
All right, we're going to have traffic and weather coming up and headlines as well after the break.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
All righty, let us go to traffic on the sevens. Joe Nolan is standing by. Joseph?
Well, again, good morning, everybody. A pair of problems on the New Jersey Turnpike here early on. Southbound on the inner roadway at 14, everybody being diverted to the outer. And again, that because of an accident up there by the airport. And then on the northbound side down by 7A, a disabled tractor trailer. Again, that's on the outer roadway, the left lane out of service. Also in New Jersey, 17 northbound Allendale Road, car took out a utility pole overnight. They're in the process of fixing that. Southbound on the Bruckner, the Bronx River Parkway, a stall, one lane out. And Brooklynbound Verrazano, there is no HOV lane. That because of mechanical problems and alternate side is in effect today. The support of service at Dell. Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Enjoy specials on Dell docks, monitors, and servers, plus up to 45% off the latest Dell business computers powered by Intel Core processors. So call 877-ASK-DELL to speak with a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
And thank you, Joe. This is Dominic Carter in on the early morning show for Frank Morano. I'm here with Juliet Huddy. Juliet, continuing on the southern border story, I just want to continue because the numbers are changing so rapidly. Mm-hmm. And so U.S. government officials are scrambling to find bed space. We know that that's been the problem. We're talking about the humanitarian aspect of this. Bed space for now, some 15,500 unaccompanied immigrant children who have poured over the southern border in record numbers. Customs and border protection officials say that more than 5,000, Juliet, minor immigrants are being held in facilities along the Mexican border, including a makeshift tent facility in southern Texas. Nearly 10,500 others are being sheltered in emergency shelters by the Department of Health and Human Services. And this comes as the Secretary of Homeland Security says that unaccompanied minors will not be turned away.
All right. Well, I can't stop saying all right. I have to stop saying that. Let's move on to something. We're going to shift gears a bit, lighten things up a little bit. I always wonder, how much do these people who study and do all these research, how much do they get paid to do this stuff? Because this seems like a big waste of money. Cambridge University, and I usually like their studies, they surveyed 5,000 people. And here is what they determined. The happiest of those people were part-time employees. Gee, I wonder why. I mean, I get apparently work can be the key to happiness if you don't do too much of it, according to this Cambridge study. They did find that those who had lost their jobs were more likely to experience mental health problems. But again, the happiest of the 5,000 people in the survey were part-time employees doing one or two days a week. And it was an unexpected finding, apparently. I don't really know how that's possible, but okay. Well, thank you very much, Cambridge University.
Well, you mentioned on a lighter note, so let's talk entertainment for a second, Juliet. Before the Queen of Soul, I'm sure you're a fan.
Oh, 100%. I loved her. I loved her in the Blues Brothers.
Ah, okay, okay. I looked at a clip of that just the other day.
Oh, respect.
When they sit down at the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Order,
not respect.
To order,
sorry.
To order the meal.
Yeah.
Well, she died in 2018, and she before she passed away, she said that she wanted Jennifer Hudson, who's got a great voice, to play her. And so the movie Respect is due out in August, and Jennifer Hudson is going to play Aretha Franklin, but the Tony winning actress, Cynthia Erivo, is that how you pronounce her name?
She's
going to play her back to life in what's called Genius Aretha, and that's coming up in episodes, and it's going to start on Hulu in a couple of days.
Oh, that's very nice. I actually became a massive fan of hers because I was a huge Blues Brothers fan. And yeah, the scene, I mean, I could do the whole thing for you if you wanted me to.
So wait, I don't want
to. I probably can't because there's actually some cursing in there.
No cursing, but just a little bit. I don't know. Let's see your theater ability.
Can I help you, boys? It's going to be like it's going to start to get. Okay. I won't be able to stop.
Okay. Fair enough.
The tall one wants white bread, toast, right. Nothing on it, and the other one wants four whole fried chickens and a Coke.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He talking about?
But explain to me, because for the first time, mm-hmm. I have to admit, I didn't see the movie.
Oh my god!
But for the first time, I saw the clip, and he said, "I want two pieces of white toast, no
dry
butter,
toast,
no butter." No jelly, just toast. And then the other one says, I want four whole chickens. And then he repeats it.
Whole fried chickens.
Why would he order four whole fried chickens?
Why does the sun come out? I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. But it's a great movie. I mean, I'm telling you, I used to – this is random. My parents loved – they loved the movie and they had the VHS tape. So I was in sixth grade and I would just sit there and watch the movie over and over to the point where I memorized every single word. It's kind of a filthy movie. I mean, for a sixth grader to be watching. That's the story. Meantime, I know that you guys wait for this royal update, so I've got one for you. This is interesting. The Buckingham Palace has said that they are going to be hiring a diversity czar. They are going to be finding somebody who can, I guess, advise them, lead them, help them navigate some of the problems that they have been now dealing with after the sit down between Harry and Meghan and Oprah Winfrey. So a diversity czar will be brought on board, and I'm sure it will be interesting. I'm curious about who they're going to be bringing in.
And in television news, we've heard a lot about the governor of New York. You've talked about it. I've talked about it, about Governor Cuomo. But apparently the situation is having an impact on his baby brother's television show, Chris Cuomo.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
On CNN. And what we're hearing is that viewers are turning away from Cuomo primetime since his brother went from, if you will, a darling of the media to the situation that he's in now. And so the numbers for Chris Cuomo's show on CNN are going down.
The numbers for all of the cable networks are going down. I mean, Donald Trump was a lightning rod, and you were always like, what's he going to say? What's he going to do? Whether you loved him or whether you hated him.
Absolutely.
So I think people are just kind of, they've moved on with their lives for the most part. I mean, obviously some are not that way, but let's talk about a little bit of the weather situation. We're going to have a nice day today. Plenty of sunshine with a high of about 60 degrees and pretty light wind. So it'll be nice. Tuesday, we're going to look at probably 61 degrees or thereabouts with a mix of sun and clouds. And as we head into Wednesday, the temperatures will drop a little bit. We'll get down to probably the mid-50s, and we should have some showers in the late afternoon or early evening. By Thursday, the sun will come back out, and we will have a high of 66. It'll get even warmer on Friday, 68 degrees, but we will have some showers, and we might have a nice weekend. We're a little far off, so I don't want to get too excited about that. But so far, Saturday looks like it's going to be about 63 degrees with sunny skies. It is currently 43 degrees in Manhattan.
And good morning if you're just joining us at 5:56. It is time for Traffic on the Sevens with Joe Nolan. Good morning, Joe.
Well, we still have this problem on the Jersey Turnpike, the southbound inner roadway right around 14. Everybody's still being diverted to the outer. Again, this collision that's in the process of being cleared. Then further south, northbound at 7A, a disabled tractor trailer. That's on the outer roadway, the left lane out. Route 17, northbound Allendale Road. That continues that car utility pole accident. Same thing on the Bruckner southbound at the Bronx River Parkway, a stall with one lane out. And Brooklyn bound Verrazano, the upper level. Again, no HOV lane. That because of mechanical problems and alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect. This report, a service of Indeed.com. If you're looking to hire, think of Indeed as your GPS with great tools like Instant Match and over 135 skill tests. Indeed helps you navigate the hiring process from start to finish. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
And thank you, Joe, again. Good morning, Juliet. We've been talking about, we've already mentioned it this morning, the attacks against Asian Americans. Mm-hmm. There is yet another one that has occurred, and it's disturbing. A man apparently holding a pipe bashed an Asian woman in the face after yelling about her race. Obviously, this is a suspected hate crime. This happened on the Lower East Side just yesterday afternoon. The victim, a 54-year-old woman, was walking near Grand and Ludlow Streets when the man approached her with the weapon and yelled. He cursed at her. I can't repeat what he said, but also said Asians. The suspect was identified as a 34-year-old man, then allegedly bashed her in the face with the pipe.
Good Lord. Well, speaking of violence, let's go back down to the U.S. Capitol during the MAGA riot. This is a pretty interesting story. A Pittsburgh area police detective, who also happens to be a member of an FBI task force, has filed for divorce from his wife after she was photographed with another man while allegedly taking part in the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Yeah, uh-oh. Yeah. I mean, no bueno. So apparently, yes, the husband had seen these pictures. She has been in trouble now. She is seen all over these photos with some guy holding on to some guy that is not her husband. And apparently they have now divorced. That was pretty quick.
Well,
I have to say.
Juliet, they have a song for that. They say he's just a friend. Say he's just a
apparently
friend.
Apparently, he wasn't
baby,
just a friend.
You got what I need.
Who was that? Who
I
sang
don't know.
That?
I don't know.
Biz Markie, thank you.
Biz Markie, yes.
Man, he was
yes.
so off. Like,
yes.
Are you
yes.
saying he's just a friend? Oh, yeah. We will be right back. We have some headlines.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome, everybody, to the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank is actually in Vegas sleeping right now. I spoke with him earlier, and he behaved himself along with his wife.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they were at the blackjack table. They broke even. And so we have Dominic Carter in all week for Frank. And are you enjoying yourself?
I'm having a fantastic time. I'm trying to figure out my Frank Morano impersonation because he's measured. He's more measured than I am. He's highly intelligent. He's funny.
Well, just be you, Dom.
Okay.
Just be you.
Okay.
Christian and Gabby are just themselves. They're at the controls. Deb is at the news desk. She's following all the breaking news stories. Sid, nobody can imitate Sid.
No.
The man is crazy town. I love him. Here is what everybody's going to be talking about today. UFOs. This is my favorite story of the day. I'm very excited about it. The U.S. has secret evidence of UFOs. I will be talking about that momentarily. In the meantime, there's another COVID variant. This is the New York variant, and it actually could be resistant to the vaccine, which is
uh-oh.
A concern.
Uh-oh.
Not happy about that. And the attorney that was actually appointed by President Trump to lead the investigation into the Capitol riots is issuing a warning basically to President Trump himself. And so we'll get into that shortly.
And some good news as it relates to COVID, Juliet. New York pharmacies are now able to offer the vaccines to anyone, pharmacies, with an underlying condition. Now, this started apparently a few days ago, but it's now official, in which pharmacies, this was a question, pharmacists had appealed in writing to Governor Cuomo mm-hmm. to start giving the vaccines, but they are now authorized to vaccinate individuals with underlying conditions. Now, previously, pharmacies had been limited to administering the shots to people age 60 and older, school employees and child care workers. So some good news.
That is good news. I got my vaccine on Saturday, and I'm very much looking forward to the second one.
And by Monday, you're okay. So I don't have anything to be afraid of?
I don't think so. My husband also got it, and he was a little, he had a little bit of a chill, but that's it. It is 6:07. It's time for traffic on the 7s with Joe Nolan.
Well, Brooklyn Mount Verrazano, that upper level again, still no HOV lane with mechanical problems and moving the Jersey barrier. Also on the southbound side of the Bruckner, right around the Bronx River Parkway, there's a stall one lane out. Route 17 northbound at Allenwood Road in New Jersey, a car took out a utility pole overnight. They're working on that collision, the right lane out. And a couple of problems on the Jersey Turnpike. On the northbound side at 7A, a disabled tractor trailer on the outer roadway, the left lane out. And then southbound on the inner roadway approaching Interchange 14, an accident. Everybody being diverted to the outer and alternate side of the street. Parking rules again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. It is 43 degrees right now in the city. Today is going to be pretty nice. We're going to get lots of sun, high of about 60 degrees. Tuesday is, we're going to get up to 61 degrees. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun. By Wednesday, we should have some showers sometime in the afternoon or early evening. And the temperatures are going to go down to about 55 degrees. So it's still not horrible, but it's not great. By Thursday, the weather will clear up. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun, and we'll get up to about 66 degrees. By Friday, we could get up to 68, maybe even 70 degrees, but we will see some showers. And the weekend is looking like a mixed weekend. It could be sunny and it could be rainy. We just have to see. But right now, again, 43 degrees in New York City.
But the next 2 days are going to be good?
The next 2 days are going to be pretty decent, yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll take it. Hopefully they'll be somewhat like yesterday was.
It seemed
walking around Midtown, I got the impression that we're on the comeback. I don't know if I'm speaking too early.
No, I feel the same way, but I think we're still, you know, we have to be careful.
Gotta be careful.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Light at the end of the tunnel, and here's one of the lights. This morning, New York City public high schools are reopening for in-person learning. A lot of parents have said that kids are being hurt by not being actually in the classroom, that it was hurting their ability to learn. Well, New York City public schools are reopening this morning. In fact, in just about an hour, give or take, in some areas. And so that's going to happen. And the mayor says that they're really excited about it. He shared a video on a city-run social media account yesterday. The new school's chancellor says that it's a blessing. And so, you know, about half of the schools, of all high schools we're talking about, mm-hmm. Juliet, will offer in-person learning 5 days a week.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm sure these kids are so happy about that because, can you imagine being stuck at home all this time, especially if you're in high school, like a senior in high school, and you're just, it's awful. What is not awful is this really great story coming from the former director of national intelligence, John Ratliff. He is speaking out, and he said that the U.S. has secret evidence of UFOs breaking the sound barrier without a sonic boom. That's just one of the things that there's evidence of. Also performing moves that humans just don't have the intelligence, the technology to do with any kind of machinery. So this is all going to be in a report that has been compiled by the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies. It is an eagerly awaited report, and they had 180 days back in December to make public this report. So June 1st is the day that we are going to find out, or at least top lawmakers are going to find out what the deal is. But I cannot wait to find out. Well, hopefully they'll leak the information, or maybe they'll just make it public. But there is a lot of really, really wild stuff that needs to be explained. And I'm really glad that we're finally getting that all out in the open. I think we deserve it.
Another story that we're following, and Deb Valentine is on this. A man was hit in the leg by a stray bullet as he walked down a Midtown street. This happened yesterday. The victim, a 37-year-old man, was hit by gunfire on West 45th Street near 6th Avenue.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
It could happen. West 45th and 6th Avenue.
It could happen to any of us. And this all stemmed from the fact that a group of people started fighting on the block. Gunshots rang out, and it's not immediately clear what sparked the feud, but the victim, police said he was walking on the sidewalk when he heard shots and then realized that he had been hit. He was taken by EMS to Bellevue Hospital in stable condition.
All right. The Trump-appointed D.C. attorney that is looking into and leading essentially the riot investigation from January 6th, Capitol Hill, has issued a warning. He says the former president, President Trump, could be charged. He says facts do support sedition. And he continues on to talk about some of the things that they are finding. He said that there were 11 Molotov cocktails. They'd been modified to act like napalm. This is Michael Sherwin. He is the acting U.S. attorney for Washington. And he told folks on Sunday night, 400 people are charged in connection with that Capitol riot so far. And more charges are on the way.
In other news, the current president and the former president are pointing fingers at each other as it relates to the southern border. The Biden administration has not referred to this as a crisis situation. And last night, former President Trump, released a statement blasting the current president, saying that they are in way over their heads and taking on water fast. So, and I'm reading again from the Trump statement on Biden. According to the former president, he says that the Biden administration has turned a national triumph into a national disaster.
The AstraZeneca vaccine, which has been kind of a lightning rod, at least over in Europe, is apparently the subject of, or was the subject of, a pretty serious trial. They looked at it on 22,000 people in the U.S., Chile, and Peru, and they found that the AstraZeneca vaccine, the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, is 100% effective against severe COVID. They found no deaths, no hospitalization, and they say that it works just as well for people who are over 65, and it doesn't cause blood clots. This research was carried out because the U.S. obviously wanted a U.S.-based trial before they decided to approve it for, you know, Americans. So this is really good news. I mean, I can't imagine why the countries over in Europe have stopped this, when really it's just, there's just no proof that it has created blood clots in people. I mean, it's just that they're just kind of bringing it, you know, out of the middle of nowhere.
And now it's 6:15, and it's time for sports with the great Sid Rosenthal.
Very nice today, Sidney.
Thank you, Juliet.
Fly.
Thank you, Dominic. And what a great day for college basketball, guys. Today we got a full slate of games. The left side of the bracket, your West and East regions. Now on the right side of the bracket, your South and Midwest regions, we are down to the final eight teams on their way to the Sweet 16. In the South region, Baylor will take on Villanova. How about this one? Arkansas will take on Oral Roberts. They've been the story of this tournament so far. They beat the 2-seed Ohio State Buckeyes in the first game, beat the 7-seed Florida Gators yesterday. Oral Roberts, a 15-seed on the way to the Sweet 16. In the Midwest region, how about Loyola? Sister Jean, they do it again. Beat West Virginia yesterday. They're on their way to the Sweet 16, taking on Oregon State. Excuse me, Syracuse beat West Virginia yesterday. And two big wins for the Orange Men on their way to the Sweet 16. We had no idea if they'd even make this tournament. Here's our head coach, Jim Boeheim, after yesterday's win.
All the stuff on the internet, not one sentence on the internet matters. Not one. When my boss, the athletic director, or the chancellor says something to me, I listen to that. They have not. But as far as me worrying about what people out there who don't support our program, and probably in any way, they probably don't come to games or have season tickets. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I don't listen to them.
They'll take on Houston. Houston edged Rutgers yesterday. Tough loss for the home team, 63-60. NBA last night, the Nets win again. They beat Washington 113-106. Blake Griffin, 14 minutes in his net debut, 28 for Kyrie Irving. But the Nets remain one game behind Philadelphia inside the Eastern Conference because the 76ers in overtime beat the Knickerbockers at Madison Square Garden last night, 101-100. NHL, it was the Devils skating past the Penguins 2-1. Two locals in action tonight, the Rangers on home ice will host the Sabres at Madison Square Garden. The Islanders are in Philadelphia for the Flyers. But again, a full slate of college basketball coming your way today. With sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
And thank you, Sid. We look forward to you coming up with Bernie in about 13 minutes. But right now, time for Traffic on the 7s with Joe Nolan.
Well, westbound on the northern state of Glen Cove Road, an accident. Two lanes are out. Then you also have this problem on the Jersey Turnpike southbound, the inner roadway at 14. An accident. Everybody going to the outer roadway. Now, 17 northbound Allendale Road. Car took out a utility pole. That being cleared. And don't forget, Brooklyn-bound Verrazano on that upper level. Still that no HOV lane. To support a service of Merrill. With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, Smith Incorporated. Both are registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, thanks very much, Joe. It is going to be 60 degrees today and nice and sunny. Going to be really, really nice day. Not too bad with the winds. Tomorrow, we're going to get up to 61 degrees. Excuse me, partly cloudy skies. Wednesday, we should have some showers in the afternoon or early evening, and we are going to dip down to about 55 degrees. But by Thursday, we should get back up there into the mid-60s, maybe 66, 67, with clouds and sun, just a mix of that. By Friday, we may have some showers at some point, but we are going to have fairly warm temperatures. We're going to get up to 68 degrees. I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully, we'll have a nice weekend. Hopefully, we'll have a nice sunny, big blobs of sun. You know, upper 60s, maybe even some 70s. I'm looking forward to that. But currently it is 43 degrees in Manhattan. Are you excited, Sid, that Bernie is back?
I am. I'm tired.
You seem off today.
Yeah,
like
I'm tired.
You're usually spaz.
I need the help. I need Bernie to help me out throughout the show and throughout the day. So it's good to have him back, yes. And my countdown has started. I'm down to 9 days.
Oh, that's right.
To my vacation. So.
Well, it's not really a vacation, though.
It's not really. No. Oh. I am actually, this microphone, I'm actually working. I am actually working. I'll be filming the TV show Gravesend. I shoot next Friday, which is Good Friday. I shoot the day after Easter, and then I shoot the Tuesday after Easter.
Wow.
All three of those days with Andrew Dice Clay and Vic DiBenedetto. And I think Armand Asante on one of those days. So I got 3 days of shooting coming up next week. I can't wait.
You had Chuck Zito in on Friday.
Yeah.
You were so sweet to send him into our meeting because I really wanted to meet him.
That was
him.
For you.
Yeah, because thank you. Because yeah. Sons of Anarchy is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Everybody loves that show.
Yeah, oh, so good.
On the TV show, are you playing yourself?
I am not. I'm playing a fictional soldier in a fictional 80s crime boss family. My name is Dave Busco. I'm a made man. They call me Davey B. And I'll tell you, my very first day of shooting, Friday, on Good Friday, I'm going to be on a tennis court by Bal Harbour. You know that area very well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually kill somebody.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like the Joe Pesci violent crazy type.
Are you memorizing your lines? You know everything?
I got it all down already.
Can you give us anything? You
can't. No, I can't. I'm actually a little nervous. I've never been nervous to do anything before.
Sid, you are the biggest ham, and I mean that in the best way possible. You're going to be so good.
Julia, thank you for saying that, but I'm working with Andrew Dice Clay. Like, is there anybody
worse than
Dice when it comes to being arrogant and talking about having a big ego and a ham? So,
I don't know. There could be a rivalry there. You never know.
Well, him and I are best friends on the show. So every scene that I shoot, all 7 scenes, 3 in Miami and 4 in Brooklyn in May, are with Dice. All 7.
So,
wow.
So him and I, and we both play Italians. We're both Jews from Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn, and we both play Italians.
So I won't ask you any other question, but here's the million-dollar question.
Million-dollar question.
Do you get your own dressing room?
Don't know.
Okay.
I know.
Do you get the star wagon?
Yeah. There'll be a trailer there I can use that. I've been told that.
Did you have your rider? Did you put in, like, you want this and this and this? You want chocolate covered strawberries and all that?
I haven't done any of that.
Come on, man. Get demanding.
I finally got my hotel rooms yesterday in Sunny Isles.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Very nice.
I'm going to take the kids down and all that stuff later on for the shooting.
Oh, this is so good.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
I'm so jealous.
83 and sunny yesterday, too.
But wait, Sid, have you thought about the fact that in the movie you're going to kill somebody? I mean,
it occurred to me last night, like, oh my God, because my son Gabriel is only concerned that I'm going to get killed. But I said, let me tell you something. I bring on every actor on this show on WABC Radio. Nobody promotes this show more than me. It would be stupid for DeMeo to kill me off. He needs me to keep promoting the show. I'll be back for season 3. But somebody's getting whacked that first day on the tennis court.
Remember, hook me
up. I beat
him
to death with a tennis racket.
Oh,
you're in.
Wait, you're going to be beating somebody to death?
To
We're going to watch you be like, ah.
Yes.
Oh, that is going to be great.
No.
What's happening on your show today, by the way?
Well, Bernie is back, and Rich Lowry is going to stop by today, and we'll cover all this stuff that you talked about all morning, with Trump and Biden and Andrew Cuomo, and the big day today in New York, actually, SoulCycle reopens. You do that stuff? You do Soul Cycle?
Gosh, not. No way.
No. And no. High schools, my daughter doesn't go anyway. She stays home, but they reopened today. And the college basketball tournament. So lots of discussion.
The Oral Roberts University thing. Is that freaking people out?
That is a huge deal. I mean, don't forget, there are 16 teams in each region, right?
Right.
So when you're ranked 15th, that means there's only one team who's supposed to do worse than you. And they went to the Sweet 16.
And who did they beat?
Ohio State and Florida.
That is
the 2 seed and the 7 seed.
But Sid, I went to Syracuse for grad school.
Oh, you did?
But what I'm concerned about is they always get us excited, and then they get to the Sweet 16, and then they lose.
Well, I mean, they've won championships.
Well, only with Carmelo.
And they had the John Wallace team lost to Indiana.
Right.
But you did win one. I didn't know you went there. So you're part of that Iron Eagle, Bob Costas, Craig Carton, Mike Tirico.
Yes.
All those guys. Yeah.
Yes.
You're part of that crew. That's great.
Yes. It was great going to school there, and you haven't gone to a basketball game.
Oh, I know. The Carrier Dome is
to the Carrier Dome.
Oh, it's amazing.
Did you go there
for journalism school?
Yes.
You did?
You also
New House?
Yes.
You also haven't enjoyed a real wintry day until you spent a February morning there. I used to date a girl that went to Cazenovia, which was the female school right down the block,
and
all
I used to pass. I lived in Morrisville.
Yeah.
And I would drive through Cazenovia to go to Syracuse.
I used to drive from Brooklyn to see this girl. That's how wild she was.
Wow. Wait. You would go from Brooklyn to drive to Cazenovia?
To Cazenovia. And the last time I went, my car actually turned upside down in an ice storm, and I never went back after that. I landed on a lady's lawn, and I knocked on the door, and she said, "The good news is my husband, he works with the cars. He can move your car for you. The bad news is he's also the pastor. Today's Sunday. He's at church. Come and have a sandwich." And I sat in her house and watched TV for 4 hours.
Speaking of, by the way, so your show starts in just a few minutes. But speaking of, I don't know if you guys remember this story. There was a priest down in Louisiana, and he got caught with two dominatrixes.
Yes.
Having church atop the altar, having sex atop the church altar. So they have finally decided what his punishment is going to be. Like he already had it. But apparently they are just slapped with vandalism charges. That's it. Mm. I mean, I don't think he's a priest anymore. Mm. But they found sex toys and stage lights recovered at the scene, along with recording devices. God, can you imagine?
So wait, Sid, one last question.
Yes.
I know you're about to start your show.
Yes.
But in this movie, you're going to kill somebody.
It's not a movie. It's a TV series.
Right. But that means you've got to work up the emotion.
Correct.
To make it look real.
Right. That's why I'm inviting my wife. Then it's not acting.
I'm so excited to see this. And that's very,
lucky. I can't wait to see it. Can't wait. I can't wait.
Kind of jealous, too. You have any good dominatrix stories? Personal or anything like that.
No. The story you just did, that's nasty.
I find it absolutely hysterical. It was one of the funniest stories I've ever heard in my life. I mean, can you what was this person saying? And the funny thing is, I guess they left some window open, and some person was walking by and like walks up to go, "I want to go see my pastor." And all of a sudden, he's like, "Well, you see your pastor," and lots of him. Oh, lordy, lordy. Okay, so this is going to be. We'll be back all week long.
Yes. I'll be Frank Morano.
Yes, you will. And thank you for carrying me today, because I have to tell you, I am on fumes right now.
But
have a good sleep last night.
But it's all good, Juliet. It's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
How much rest did you get last night?
I think I had about an hour's sleep yesterday. So.
And you've been on the radio all night long.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm okay. I have to drive home. I'll be all right.
And you got your people with you?
I got my peeps with me. Body language expert Tanya Ryman. Who might have to grab the steering wheel or something. I'm starting to babble now, if you haven't noticed.
But it's all good. It's all good.
I think I might have started babbling about 2 hours ago.
So when you get home, are you going right to sleep?
I have to feed the elderly dogs, Gomez and Cheeto, and I have to take my little puppy out, and then I'm going to go to sleep. And hopefully I'll be able to sleep.
For how long?
I hope for like 8 hours. Mm. I don't know. I'm bad at math. What time is that? If I go to sleep at 8, forget it. I don't want to think. It's too much for my brain. But we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. And thank you all for joining us. And here is Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s.